number four on the agenda, Thomas and Christine Wolverton.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. If you could please state your name and address for the record, please, then I'll have the vice chairman swear you in.
Thomas Wolverton, 7 Leona Drive.
Can you please raise your right hand, Mr. Wolverton? Thank you. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
Great. Why don't you go ahead and explain your application to us?
Okay. We just recently moved into town about 4 months ago. Definitely love the town. And the only, after looking at 60 homes and finally finding this one, the only thing that we needed to do was get additional storage space. And there's a carport currently on the property, 10 foot by 24 for a single car, but we want indoor storage just, you know, for workshop, for me, for two cars, and just having storage up in the loft area, I guess, of the garage. Currently, it would require us to go 9 feet towards the property line, hence why we're looking for the variance.
Anyone have any questions?
Definitely seems it's what the, everybody in the neighborhood have the same type of house as either a carport or a garage stuck on the end. So I'm assuming over time, all those people with the carports are now all the people we see with the garage.
Yes. That crawl space underneath is just, in 10 years from now, I really don't want to be.
Yeah, I don't want to right now.
I don't want to go there.
All right. Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions on this application? No? Okay. All right. And so you're going out, you said you're going out another 9 feet. That's from a car, the edge of the carport?
I just go everything from the house. It's 24 feet from the house.
24 feet from the house? Okay.
Yeah, for a two-car garage.
It looks like from the survey, the golf club is partially the existing carport and then a little bit beyond.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably about 14 feet.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
And we're just adding an extra 6 feet deep just to have a workspace.
Workspace, there's no water or anything like that in there, just be electric?
No, yeah, just electric.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody need to go see it? Are you okay voting on this tonight? Board members?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So it looks like we're ready to vote on this, so we'll vote on this tonight. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final statements or comments you'd like to make in support of the application?
Nope, we just want to add that, so it's probably going to die in the house. Well, hopefully not in the house, but you know, this is where we move to.
Very good.
Right out our ears.
Okay. You feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. All right. So the applicant is looking for a 9-foot variance on the west side and a 17-foot variance for the total side setback requirement. I'll entertain any...
Mr. Chairman, just correction on that. That's why we had our denial... What did we call that?
The denial letter was revised.
The compass was wrong, was upside down on the from the architect.
Okay.
On the original time.
The east
it
side.
Said east side, yes.
Okay.
It was corrected
it
before.
On the agenda as well.
It was corrected before the notices.
Okay.
That's what I get for reading all that. Okay. So it's seeking a 9-foot variance on the east side setback and a 17-foot variance from the total side setback requirement. I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application.
I'll make a motion to grant the applicant a variance
okay.
for the purpose of building a addition to a single-family residence.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Rob with the second. Steve, if you could address the criteria, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to state the numbers as well. The east side, of course, 30 feet is required. We grant the variance to 9 feet. 21 is proposed. And the total side, where 75 is required, we grant the variance to 17 feet. 58 is proposed. The criteria, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created by this variance, the answer would be no, as many other homes in that area have done the same thing, converted a carport to a garage. And based upon the drawings and the renderings provided, it looks like it would be a nice improvement to the home and the neighborhood. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some other feasible method other than a variance, no. The size of the property dictates the fact that there's only so much square footage there to fit a garage. Whether the requested variance is substantial, I would not consider it substantial in terms of square footage, and also the fact that there is an existing carport there already, so just extending out from the carport that exists today. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's been no evidence presented to support that effect. Whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, no, other than the fact that the owner wants to expand and build a garage for his home, replacing an existing carport.
Okay, and we'll take a roll call vote. Ethan, I'll start with you.
I'll approve it.
Okay.
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
John?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Ron?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. Variance is granted.
Thank you.
Hang on a second. We got some paperwork for you.
Pleasure, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Building department.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Good night.